Good morning, friends. Thank you for joining me for today's meditation. My name is Anna Gieselman, and I am a teacher here at Castle Hill Fitness in Austin, Texas. And today is the first day of our meditation challenge, December 1st. Throughout the month, we'll be offering a daily meditation led by a variety of meditators and yoga teachers. So I hope you enjoy each and every one of them and take the time out of your schedule to really sit and cultivate some awareness and presence within your life through this typically hectic month. So where we're at today, go ahead and find a space to meditate in. And that could be your home office or your bedroom, maybe even your car. But be in a place that you can sit completely still and quiet, uninterrupted by distractions such as your cell phone or your computer, other things in your life that may take you away. And once you're seated, you can sit onto a pillow or in a chair, but have a nice tall seat so that your spine is lifted and you can sit up tall through your spine, being very aware of how your breath is moving into your body in both a relaxed manner but also a strong manner. So you're present in your body but also comfortable in your body. That's very important. And once you get situated into a good place to sit, close your eyes and rest your hands onto your legs. And begin to breathe in through your nose, simply taking long, deep breaths in through your nose and exhaling out through your nose. Just notice right away how you're feeling today. Kind of take an inventory of your body, of your mind. Doing your best to really relax into your physical body here. So allow your legs to be heavy and grounded. Allow your belly to be soft as you breathe, so you're not tightening up through your abdomen or through your shoulders or your neck. Maintaining a level of heaviness through the body, relaxation through the legs, through the shoulders, through your jaw. And then simultaneously with the heaviness in your body, bring in a lightness, a buoyancy with your breath. So each inhale lifts up through the top of your chest and keeps your spine lifting up, rising through the back of your skull. And then each exhale, you continue to drop in a little bit deeper. So one of the best tools to start your meditation is to get into your body, feel your body, and then simply focus on your breathing. Although it seems like a pretty easy task, for most of us, our minds are very chattery. Lots of thoughts, ideas. And for the most part, a lot of us are spending our days, when we're by ourselves, talking to ourselves in our brain, having dialogue about plans or conversations that should have happened or could have happened or how things would have been differently. And it's really important to take the time to intercept that pattern and just observe and notice. It gets the best of us. Everyone has that ability to really run along with the thoughts and the brain. So for today, allow your focus to just be on breathing. Very simple. It's a steady metronome that happens all day long for our entire lives. And rarely do we take the time to sit and be still and feel how it is to breathe. Feel how the air washes in through your nose, down your throat, into your chest, and the experience as it leaves your body. The relaxation that occurs, the warmth, the moisture of your exhale. There's all these subtle little clues and things to pay attention to as you breathe. And those act as tools to keep you in the present moment. So it's inevitable that your mind at some point in the next 15 minutes might have a thought. And that's okay. But take the time to observe, hey, I'm doing it again. I'm talking to myself again, or I'm planning my day again. And just focus right back into how breathing is for you. So to help you feel your breath a little bit more, I'm going to guide you through it's not really a pranayama exercise, but it's just a visualization of how you're breathing. So with each inhale, begin to expand the space in the top of your chest. So from your shoulder to shoulder, across your collarbones, across your sternum. Have a nice long breath in that lifts you up, but also broadens your chest. Feel that expansion, the openness across your heart. And then from here, guide your breath and your awareness down a little bit lower into your chest. So where your ribs begin to separate and your belly and your abdomen exist, start to breathe into that space. And you may notice that it's harder to breathe into that space. A lot of us hold tension in our core and our bellies and tightening in. So allow your inhale to swell your belly open. Feel the space inside. So you may notice differences between one side of your ribs and the other and your diaphragm or deep into your pelvis as you breathe. Just notice, simply noticing. Next, you're going to bring your awareness and the expansion of your breath up into the back of your shoulders. So think about the space in between your shoulder blades expanding out. And when I do this, I like to visualize that there's a hand on my back, on my upper back, just resting there. And as I breathe, I'm trying to lift my back into that hand just by breathing, not by moving your skeletons or your muscles. Just simply expand with your breath and let that happen naturally. So this shouldn't feel like you're straining or building tension. And from there, you're going to guide your breath down into your low back, bringing space into your sacrum, space into your kidneys, your lumbar spine, without actually adjusting your body physically, like without rounding through your back or tilting your hips. Just let the breath bring in the movement. And it may be a very tiny movement. But energy moves where you think it to move. So it's directed by your intentions. And if your intention is to expand and spread prana into your low back, then that's what will happen as you breathe. space that I'd like you to breathe into is the side of your ribs. So far we've covered the front, we've covered the back. Now bring your awareness into the side of your ribs. And as you inhale, you want to have a lifting, not only from your waist up into your armpit, but a spreading side to side laterally. And this is also another one where I find the visualization of hands on the side of my ribs to be really helpful, so that as I breathe, I'm spreading my lungs wide, broadening them into those hands. For your last few breaths with what we're doing here with this 5-point breathing, I'd like for you to breathe in a way that you touch on all 5 points in one breath. So think about this as a big barrel-chested breath where you're expanding out, your chest is lifting, the side of your ribs is expanding, even the back body has some space. And with each exhale, just let all the air seep out, kind of like a balloon that has a hole in it, and the air just coming out, the pressure is releasing out as you exhale. Slowly begin to relax into your breathing. So we've done a lot of focus and controlling of the breath here the last few minutes. So now just breathe normally. Breathe how you would if you were just sitting here silently by yourself and there was no instruction. Notice if anything has changed from when you first sat down to now, whether that's in your physical structure or in your mind. And just again, check in, take a snapshot, and be present with yourself in whatever it is you may be feeling or experiencing. A very important element of meditation and mind training is to be able to sit with things just as they are, without having to make any judgments or decisions or plans, without having to control, which can be hard for many of us, you know, for myself. But just take the time right here in your day to sit still with yourself as you are right now. Releasing any expectations of your mind being any different, or your life being any different. Being 100% present in this moment with yourself. So from here, slowly join your palms together in front of your heart. And take a few more deep, long breaths in and slow, long exhales out. Feeling the warmth in between your palms and between your fingers. And then bring the base of your thumbs to your sternum and just give a little subtle lift of your heart space, of your chest. And then on your exhale, slowly bow your face towards your heart in a gesture of gratitude for yourself, for this time you've set aside to really be present with yourself today. Thank you so much for sharing your time with me. And I hope to see you, or well, I guess I don't see you here, but I hope to guide you in future meditations throughout the month. And have a lovely day. Thank you so much. Bye.